This is Jesus and All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Judges chapter 13 through 16. What's happening? Samson is Israel's final, most dramatic, and most violent judge. An angel even appears to Samson's barren mother and announces she will birth a deliverer who will save Israel from the Philistines. Samson is also unique among the judges for his Nazarite vow. He is under oath to touch nothing unclean or dead, to neither eat grapes nor drink wine, and never cut his hair. But Samson's promising birth only serves to highlight his downfall. Samson sees a Philistine woman and wants to marry her, even though doing so violates God's marriage laws. We're told Samson's only justification is that she seems right in his eyes. This is the author's indictment of all Israel during this time. This phase also foreshadows how Samson's story will end. His eyes will be gouged out at the hands of the Philistines. But Samson's lusting eyes are also the means God will use to rescue his people. We see this play out in a short story that acts as a metaphor for both the rest of Samson's narrative and the entire book of Judges. As Samson walks through a vineyard, which is a foolish choice since he can't eat grapes, a lion attacks Samson and he kills it. But in doing so, he breaks his Nazarite vow to not touch dead animals. He also lustily eats honey from its carcass. Samson's lust for honey is a lot like his lust for Philistine women. His foolish marriage to the Philistine woman and his romantic trysts with Delilah all end the same way, with Philistine men pouncing on him like a lion and God granting sweet, supernatural deliverance over Israel's longtime enemies. In strange mercy, God uses the lust and violence of Samson to rescue people bound to their own lust and violence. Samson's lust eventually leaves him blind, weak, and enslaved to the Philistines. Samson uses his last breath to pray for strength to execute a final act of revenge. Like before, God empowers Samson to destroy more Philistines through his death than through his life. Like honey from a dead lion, God brings victory through Samson's sin. Where is the gospel? Samson is the last judge God raises up. Samson's story serves as the climax of the book of Judges, but also as the consummate embodiment of Israel's waywardness. He's the final example of God using Israel's sinfulness to accomplish his purposes. But Samson's story also represents Israel's hope. Israel is waiting for a king whose coming is announced by angels and in whom the Spirit dwells. Israel is hoping for a leader who is strong like Samson, but whose sacrifice is greater than his might. They're waiting for God to bring sweet peace from their lion-like enemies. Samson actually points us to Jesus. Jesus' birth was announced by angels, and the Holy Spirit rushed on him like a dove of peace. Jesus was strong, not to avenge personal vendettas, but to remain single-minded through persecution and crucifixion. Jesus' sacrificial death brought greater victory than his life, because through his death, everyone who believes in him is saved from the stalking lions of sin and death. Jesus did not bring honey out of his sins, but out of ours. Jesus' sacrificial death wasn't to avenge, but to atone. Jesus dies as the consummate embodiment of our waywardness, so that we can become living examples of the way God uses sinful people to tell of and accomplish his sweet victory in all the world. Because of Jesus, we taste and see that the Lord is good. See for yourself. May the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see the God who uses our sin to bring about our salvation, and may you taste and see that Jesus is sweeter than honey.
Thank you for listening to Jesus and All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.